You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. I am looking at probably one of the scariest pictures of a spider right now, but it's not a real spider. It is a tarantula, which is designed as a cake decoration. Now, I guess this cake decorator artist had been asked to make an edible arachnid to help a customer conquer his fear, according to Mail Online, of spiders. When you look at this spider, I mean, this woman is brilliant. Her name is Cecilia Chalmers. And she made this decoration. It has a huge body and 8 long legs, etc. And the face, I mean, it looks like a spider. Special glue, food coloring, airbrushed, illusion of minuscule hairs. And you look at this and you are going to get the heebie-jeebies. But the reason why they're doing it is because the person wants to get over his fear of spiders by eating it. Not going to help. Not going to help at all. You know, when we're afraid of spiders and, you know, dogs and elevators and airplanes, I mean, many times there is a reason. You know, I feel like there's a reason for that. I told you about my whole arachnophobia issue and how I ended up getting over it. I, you know, used to be scared of spiders because I was a little girl, and that's just what little girls did. Like, ah, spider, ah, whatever. Okay, and then I got into, you know, high school. And grades were very important, and we needed to do a bug collection. And I always knew I wanted to be in medical school or in science. I always knew that. And I always knew that I had to have good grades to get into medical school later. So even at the high school level, I had to work hard. So the assignment was to do a bug collection, and you had to collect 100 bugs. And these bugs, even though, yes, a spider is not a bug, but it was included, okay? Rather than an insect collection, it was bugs, so it could include spiders. No leg could be missing, no wing could be damaged. These bugs had to be completely pristine. Dead, but pristine. And then you name the genus and the species of it, etc. And you had to come up with 100. For every one that was damaged or you missed, you knocked off a point. So if you only brought in 50, you got a 50%. You failed. If you brought in 85, you got a 15%. So all of a sudden, I had to turn into liking bugs because and they had to be different ones. It couldn't be the same. So I had to find 100 different bugs. And I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, so very easy. I mean, you know, out in the desert, you could bring get a whole bunch of things. Scorpions were not allowed. So, you know, kind of thing, I don't even think spiders were allowed because I really wouldn't have gone after a spider. So anyway, I got bees. I got roly-polies, whatever I could find. Night before, I had it all done. I go, Mom, take a look at this. And I trip, and I fall on the bug collection. All right, so now I break probably 90% of them, and now I have to find another 90. I did, and I did get 100%. I mean, that was a real long night. But I got over my fear of bugs pretty quickly. Then I go off to college. And I, one of my jobs, so I could get free room and board, was to be not an RA, but in the summer we used to house people, and I guess I was a dorm coordinator. I don't know what I did, but I got free room and board. Okay, love it. So I remember seeing a little baby spider in the corner of the room. There was a little baby spider, and you saw the web. I didn't really see the mama. Saw a little baby spider. I was thinking about killing it. I'm like, I'm not going to kill the baby spider. What's a baby spider going to do? Well, I wake up the next morning, and I have this very weird red spot with puncture marks. And within a day or two, it blew up to almost, it looked like a double F breast. It blew that big with, the reason why I say breast is because, you know, when you have a huge wound, the top is all red and pussy, kind of, yeah. So I go to the doctor, it scared the heck out of me, we drained it, got antibiotics, etc. But, I mean, that scared me, because here I am with no health insurance, not a lot of money, and I have a spider that practically took up my whole leg, or almost maybe grow an extra boob. So I'm freaking out, and I decide, you know what? Okay, never again. If there's going to be a spider, I'm going to kill it so it can't bite me in the middle of the night. And since then, I actually grew a paranoia. And I had this obsessive compulsive routine where every night before I went to bed, I would lift up. I've told you guys this story before, but for those of you missing it, I'll share it with you again. This is a Dr. Dahlia show, so you know to turn it off if you don't want to hear the story again. I would, before I went to bed, I'd always just check the covers, make sure there were no spiders. Then I'd go to bed. Well, this happened now for 4 years. So now I'm in medical school, and I'm checking the bed for a spider before I go to bed. And I'm like, you know, okay, this is ridiculous. I go, I've got to stop this. I mean, what do I do when I'm married or if I have a boyfriend later? I can't keep, you know, always checking the bed up and down for a spider. The spider could still climb on the bed. And I go, you know what? This is the last time. Last time I'm going to do it. We're going to stop this nonsense. No more OCD. Because I'm really not OCD. I was just OCD about checking the covers. Well, I lift up the covers, and a 5-inch spider ran across the cover from the foot of the bed all the way to my pillow. Now, believe it or not, that still was the last night I checked the covers. I told myself I was going to check stop checking the covers, and I did. Even though I was right to check that night with that spider. That was a big, nasty spot. Can you imagine my sticking my feet in there? But I guess that's how I did. Maybe I was in shock that I just forgot. But I have never checked the covers for spiders since. Of course, except my kids and the cribs, etc. So that's how I got over it. Unfortunately, we didn't have a cake maker who could have decorated and made a spider. But the moral of that very long story was sometimes to get over your fears, you need an immersion type of thing. Right? Where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to deal with the spiders. I'm going to eat a spider like with this woman or me. I'm like, you know what? I fine. If I get bit, all the power to me. And sometimes that helps. For other people, they say, to heck with this, Dahlia. I'm just going to avoid spiders. And, you know, I don't blame you with that one. Speaking of spiders, it was a spider that ran across my studio table. I killed it. Yeah, I'm not going to let them live because they're just going to come after me to bite. And you know what? I don't know why they're against me. I like Spider-Man. I think webs are cool. I love Halloween. I even pretend to be scared just to give them the benefit of the doubt. They don't like me. They're after me. That's how I look at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about today. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook. Paul writes, my doctor just diagnosed me with high blood pressure and wants me to start taking a medication. My blood pressure was 150 over 90. Aren't we supposed to have a chance to try diet weight loss first before taking a medication? All right, great question. I've been asked this a lot. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I've been asked this a lot. Why are doctors just quick to put you on a medication? It's because they get those pens and they get all these goodies that the government is stopping them from getting. No, I don't think that's what it is. When you look at a blood pressure of 150 over 90, when I see a blood pressure like that, I then turn and I look at you and I try to see if there is an environmental reason for your blood pressure being high. As a clinician, I need to decide, is your blood pressure high because you're overeating? You're on speed or cocaine, you're over drinking alcohol, you're overdoing it with smoking or caffeine, or is this genetic? Now, if let's say your father or mother had high blood pressure, let's say you don't smoke, you don't drink caffeine, you're of a great weight, you're staying active, and now your blood pressure is 150 over 90, to me, that looks genetic. Now, so, you know, with you being 150 over 90, I would probably, first time out, now keep in mind, a few years ago we were told not to diagnose high blood pressure unless it was really high by just one visit, to wait two visits. And that had to do with white coat hypertension, which I'll tell you how I feel about that. For those of you new to my show, you haven't heard how I feel about white coat hypertension, which we'll review really quickly. But anyway, you know, with the blood pressure of 150 over 90, I turn to you. If you have nothing we could cut, then I don't know how else we're going to lower it than without a medication. Now, I mean, if you said, oh, Dahlia, I drink four pots of coffee a day. Oh, okay, now we're talking. I could have you cut the coffee. Or, you know, Dahlia, I'm about to get gastric lap band surgery to lose 100 pounds. Okay, then you got a point. But here's the thing. When it comes to weight loss, doctors always tell you, okay, lose some weight and your blood pressure will go down. Well, that's great. The only problem is for every day your blood pressure is high, it's causing damage. Now, how quickly can you all lose your weight? How many of us look at our bodies around Christmas time and go, okay, I have to lose this weight by the summer so I could be on the beach? And do we ever know? Or we go, okay, the party's in 2 weeks. I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks. It never happens. So anytime one of my patients says, Dahlia, I'm going to lose the 30 pounds. And I'm like, but when am I going to see you again? And if what if you never lose those 30 pounds? Now throw liability on top of that. Your doctor lets you go with chronic high blood pressure. You start to have, you know, damage to your eyes or damage to your kidneys or damage to the heart. That jury is going to crucify that doctor. And if he goes, well, I let him do diet, you know, the other attorney's going to say, really? Really? How many people have you seen lose 30 pounds in 2 weeks? Healthy one, you know, and keep it off successfully. So if your doctor jumped to a medication, my guess is he probably assumed you were a genetic type of blood pressure. And we've talked about the different types of blood pressure medicines and why, you know, how it could be genetic versus environmental. Like, for example, the first blood pressure medicine that kind of existed was the water pill, the diuretic. That's what FDR was on. We dehydrate you. We lower the fluid in the blood. We lower your blood pressure. It's nice. But if you aren't really fluid overloaded, you're not really eating a lot of salt, no sense dehydrating. You know, it helps with some of the medications in combo. They work synergistically, but keeping a person on a water pill long term, that may not do it. Then the blood pressure medicine, the beta blockers came out. If you have a high heart rate, your heart rate is beating quickly, it ups the blood pressure. What could raise a heart rate? Caffeine, stress, weight, alcohol could do it too, drugs like cocaine, speed, ADD medicines. Stimulants could do it. So you slow down the heart, you slow down the blood pressure. Something like that, to me, is more environmental. A high heart rate could be more environmental. But many times, the cardiologists say, heck with that, I'm going to put you on something to slow down the heart rate. Because if your heart is beating an extra 10, 20 beats a minute more than the average person, you know, that's going to cause some wear and tear. Third set of medicine, the calcium channel blockers came out. That's when we try to relax the blood vessel. If your blood vessel starts to stiffen, with age or genetics, you give a medication that relaxes you, like the calcium channel blockers, like your Tyzak, diltiazem, amlodipine, Norvasc, Cardizem, those medicines. Side effect is ankle swelling because sometimes the vessels relax too much, but that lowers blood pressure. But see, I use that medication for genetic blood pressure. If your blood pressure has been sneaking up, you know, slowly, and your arteries are stiffening, that would make me decide to use that one. Then, of course, we have the ACE inhibitors. The ACE inhibitors are involved in a system where you have a system such that if you get shot, you're starting to bleed to death. Kidneys notice less blood is coming to the kidneys, so it sends off this huge cascade of your angiotensin system to tighten things up to keep your blood pressure as stable as it can. Some of you make it to the hospital, get a transfusion. Some of you don't, and you die, unfortunately. However, the system sometimes goes haywire with genetics, where you get these weird spikes. When you get these weird spikes, we need to control the spikes. When you get these spikes, it can cause damage to the eye, blood vessels, kidneys, etc. So now let's move to then white coat hypertension. Okay, by the way, that class of medicine is your Zestril, Benazepril, Enalapril. They end in ill, right? A lot of those medicines make you cough. So there's another class of medicine, the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. They work at another pathway of these ACE inhibitors. And then block the pathway that way without giving you a cough. Very good medicines. But you see, it really depends on what's wrong with your blood pressure. So now let's say we have somebody who spikes. A spiker to me is much more dangerous than somebody who has very slowly and gradually increased their blood pressure. All right. Your body has time to cope. You know, yes, long-term blood pressure does have its consequences, but it's a safer high blood pressure to have than a spiker. Somebody who spikes could be a risk for stroke and heart attack a lot more than somebody who gradually increases. So if I think I have a spiker, I'll probably put them on an ARB or an angiotensin receptor because it seems to be more hormonal as opposed to a water overload or your heart rate's going up. I mean, we check your heart rate, and many of you guys, your heart rate is still normal. Or your artery stiffening. I mean, your arteries don't stiffen quickly. They stiffen slowly. So that's why I would pick the latter class of medication for you. So then what happens with white coat hypertension? Well, years ago, they came up with the term white coat hypertension, where you go to the doctor, and because you're wearing a white coat, you make the person nervous. Because you're making the person nervous, they're having a jump in their blood pressure. If that's the case, they're not a real blood pressure patient. Don't treat them. Let them go home. You made them nervous. All right, so now I have so many people go, oh, I'm just nervous, want to go to the doctor. Meanwhile, you look at them, and they're always 150 over 90, 160 over 90, 148 over 100. And I'm like, okay, something's got to be wrong here. And what I always tell my patients is if my little white coat, right, is getting you all excited and worked up, what would a G-string do? What would a kid running across the street and you having to slam on your brakes do? There are things in life that happen all the time that up your heart rate and up your blood pressure. So I use white coat hypertension as a way to say, gotcha. All right. If my white coat makes your blood pressure spike to that degree, you got something wrong. Because your body should be able to maintain its blood pressure no matter what's happening acutely in your life. Otherwise, you're going to have a heart attack the next time you slam on your brakes. So as far as I'm concerned, white coat hypertension has to be addressed and has to be treated. Do not blow off white coat hypertension. So this is what I would recommend. And this was an issue we had in the earlier hour with the doctor doing something and the patient not understanding. In Paul's case, what I recommend you do is ask the doctor what he's thinking. And again, like I said, there's a way to do it. Rather than saying, what? You're throwing me on a medication. You're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. Don't say it that way. Say, look, doctor, I'd love for you to walk me through your logic. I want to learn. If I am going to be a blood pressure patient, I might as well ask the questions and learn. What's making you decide to medicate me as opposed to doing a trial of diet and exercise? What do you think the advantage is? And if he says, honestly, your BMI is 23, you're not a bacon cheeseburger, you know, four pot of coffee drinking type of person, I think this is genetic, well then fine. But always ask your doctor to walk you through his thinking. You're allowed to do that. And if your doctor refuses, maybe get a new doctor. But we've learned as medical professionals that the patient that understands the mode of treatment, the better they do. And that's what we want. We just want you better. We do. And so I would rather you, but like I said, there's two ways to ask. Don't put them on the defensive. Because some of these doctors will say, look, I'm the boss right now. I'm telling you what to do. This is how you do it. Like I said, you know, have it as, you know what? I want to understand this better. What's this medication going to do that diet and exercise won't? Because I want to make sure I do this right. That's a real nice way to say it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner.
So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali, or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are also booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. For those of you that have not planned what you want to do in the summer and are thinking about a cruise, those types of things you got to book very early on. And if you're thinking about a cruise, please think about coming with us. We always have a great time. You learn a lot. And because we're a group, we get a phenomenal rate. So please go to my website at Dr. Dahlia and be able to check the information on that under Alaskan Cruise. Also, if you have any medical questions or anything you want to talk about, well, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even if we end up being off air, we air 9 to noon daily, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, you could always still call in and we will play your question the next day
on the next show. We also air on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Always good to do a Saturday show, kind of wrap things up from the week, get to your calls and questions as well. If you are a little too shy to come on the radio, then you can always email us at drdahlia.com. And by the way, when you guys visit the website, don't forget to check out the guest book. Sign into our guest book. I always love to know where you're listening and who you're listening from. Okay, so an hour and a half of exercise a week could keep the dementia away. New study comes out saying 90 minutes a week, even though I'm telling you all an hour of exercise a day, including cleaning and mowing and laundry and things like that, but still. And 90 minutes of exercise a week did reduce the risk of vascular-related dementia by 40% and helped reduce impairment of cognition by 60%. This study was done. It was published in the American Heart Association journal Stroke. Study found that those exercising for a total of 90 minutes a week, less than the recommended levels, reduced their risk of dementia by 40%, impaired brain skills by 90%. Vascular dementia, I call vascular dementia, when we talk about dementia, I don't call it vascular dementia. What do I keep calling it? I call it, do I need to exercise? Yeah, because, you know, we have Alzheimer's, but then many people, multi-infarct dementia, that's what I call it. Multi-infarct dementia, or vascular dementia, is where we end up losing a little bit of blood supply to our brain, either by spikes in blood pressure, either by, vasospasm of the vessels. So vascular dementia is probably a pretty good term. Multi-infarct dementia, I like to use it because it just kind of describes what's going on to your brain. Multiple times you're having these infarcts where you're losing blood supply, and after a while, that part of the brain ends up dying or not being as strong. Okay, the protective effect of physical activity is regardless of age, education, changes in the brain's white matter, or even history of stroke or diabetes. We've all known that. Exercise is so important. My patients that exercise do well. You know, there's no question there. And again, it could be light. You know, I mean, you don't have to do, you know, Bikram yoga. I would rather you be as moderate as possible, because also, again, I want you to keep it up. I don't want you to hurt a hip. I don't want you to, you know, like me, when I exercise really, really, you know, vigorously, I always hurt myself and then I have to stop. Well, I would rather do something that I could do every day the rest of my life than, you know, do something hardcore, hurt myself, and then I can't do it again. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of the top secret service agents assigned to President Obama has apparently died. We believe he has taken his own life. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News that Rafael Prieto, an assistant special agent in charge of the president's protective detail, was found in a car inside a garage at an apartment complex in Northwest Washington, D.C. The death is being investigated. They say the cause of death was still being determined, but they're thinking it was carbon monoxide poisoning from running the car in the closed garage. Now, some people are stupid, and they sit in the car waiting for somebody to join them. That person forgets or something happens. They never open up the garage. Always open up the garage. Always open up doors. But in this particular case, they think it might have been, you know, deliberate. He was not a target of the investigation. One, remember, the Secret Service agents patronized prostitutes in Colombia. But what we do know is he had an affair that apparently had not been reported to the agency with what I believe a Mexican woman. And these relationships are supposed to be reported to the agency. From what we understand, the president's protective detail is the most prestigious assignment in the Secret Service. Prieto, as an assistant special agent in charge, was one of the key managers of the detail's operations. He had been with the U.S. Secret Service for 20 years. So, unfortunately, he died. Why he committed suicide, not too sure. Unless, again, it had to do with what possibly could have happened. All right. We'll keep you updated on that as we get more. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Homeland Security head Janet Napolitano has urged us and has warned us that the largest banks are under constant cyber attack. Napolitano told attendees of a cybersecurity event hosted by the Washington Post that the attackers were stealing information and money, but refused to provide any details during questioning. She says she really doesn't want to go into it per se. Right now, financial institutions are actively under attack. I'm not giving you any classified information. She said, I will say this has involved some of our most nation's largest institutions. We've also had our stock exchanges attacked over the last few years, so we know there are vulnerabilities. We are working with them on that. Apparently, her comments have followed after about a month of series of distributed denial of service attacks. I guess disrupted online operations of a number of majority banks, including PNC Bank, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, SunTrust Banks, and Capital One Financial. They say the attackers, according to, this is CSO Data Protection, they say the attackers claim to be Islamic hacktivists, H-A-C-K, hacktivists, running a grassroots operation, but experts say the sophistication of the attacks indicate that they were well-organized and had access to significant resources. The attacks used virtual private web servers to flood online banking systems with huge amounts of junk data while targeting web applications. I gotta tell you, my computer's been acting funny recently. Has yours? I've had some weird stuff happen, like where just all of a sudden I'm just typing something and all of a sudden the screen goes black. And then it resurfaces and I could type, but then there's a pause and I'm typing and the words don't come up, and then all of a sudden like it wakes up and the words come up. I've been having some weird stuff with my computers. Hopefully that's not one of them. Defending against cyber attacks accounts for a significant portion of the $25 billion banks worldwide spend annually on security technology. IDC estimates financial institutions on average spend between 7 to 9% more each year on security. See, again, this is something I watch really closely because as we push towards electronic medical records and a central database, I get a little nervous. You know, are we going to have the protection that we need? Everybody gets hacked. The CIA's gotten hacked. The Senate's gotten hacked. I mean, you know, our biggest banks are getting hacked. And these are people spending $25 billion on security. Who's going to spend billions of dollars on security for a localized, centralized electronic medical record facility? Who? And is it even going to help? Obviously, these guys, the $25 billion didn't do much. All right, bank security problem go just beyond cyber attacks. The FBI in San Diego announced on October 26th the arrest of 14 people suspected in stealing $1 million by exploiting a vulnerability in Citibank's electronic transaction security protocol. The flaw made it possible for Citibank customers to withdraw from cash advance kiosks several times the amount they had in their accounts. To pull off the theft, multiple withdrawals had to be done within 60 seconds. Each withdrawal was kept below 10 grand to avoid federal reporting requirements, which would have tipped off Citibank auditors. All right. I know. No. What do you do in a case like that? Do you go back into the bank and you say, look, these are people that actively ask for money. Usually what you do is you ask for your money, you get it. I've never had an ATM or a kiosk miss and give me the wrong amount of money. That would be a nice Christmas present, but no. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Still a lot more to talk about. We're going to kind of give you the highlights of today. Again, if you miss anything, you know, sometimes I post a lot of these stories on Facebook and Twitter. Please find us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter. Also, do not forget to change your clocks this Sunday night, 2 a.m. We're supposed to, Sunday morning, I should say, 2 a.m., move the clocks back an hour. If you think you're going to forget, then do it Saturday night, but please don't mess up everybody's plans or show times because you changed it too soon. Somebody like me always forgets. I know it's Friday. I should probably just do it now. All right, quickly here. In Canada, they're urging the residents to test their home for radon. apparently radon levels in some of these homes are over 200 pico curies or becquerels per cubic meter. For those of you that know the different, you know, international units for measuring radioactivity. And we really don't want you a before. And so Canada is now urging people to get their houses tested. Now, most of our houses do have radon, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more on tomorrow's weekend show. Basically, there's uranium in the ground. Uranium breaks down, radon gas is released, radon gas comes up from the soil, comes in through construction cracks, floor cracks, wall cracks, etc., gets into your house. You also have radon with the rocks and granite in your house in and of itself. Problem with radon is it could cause lung cancer. And more and more homes have no idea how much radon is in their homes. U.S. EPA has a very nice website talking about radon, how it gets into your house, how it's broken down. But one thing that we found pretty striking is radon causes about 21,000 deaths a year due to lung cancer deaths in America. More than drunk driving at 17,400, more than falls in the home 8,000, more than 3,900 in drowning, and home fires at 2,800. So we're looking at 21,000 deaths due to lung cancer. And those are the lung cancer cases that are found. You know how many people die of lung cancer and we don't know why? I have a cousin who had died of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life, not secondhand smoke. We have no idea why he died of lung cancer. Could it have been radon? So I think that number is extremely underestimated. So from what I understand, these radon kits are pretty easy to get. If you don't know how to test your house for radon, there should be a local radon agency in your home. We're going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. But just kind of something to keep aware of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's an article I wanted to talk about. Look kind of cute. Hold on. Oh, see, my computer's acting funny again. And you know what it got stuck on? My computer got stuck on my Facebook. Okay, that I don't want. Here we go. They say women usually take the best side of the bed, and 10% of couples argue where they're going to sleep. Apparently, do you guys argue? You see, me, I argue with my husband because of the fan. I don't like to sleep with air blowing on me, and he likes fan. He doesn't like stagnant air. I don't like stagnant air either, but the fan is cold, and I can't sleep with cold air blowing on me. He can. So we always fight over that. I always like to be closer to the bathroom. He likes to be close. So I mean, we make it work. But apparently many couples argue. They want to know who should be nearer to the door in case intruders or children are wandering in. Somebody doesn't want to sleep near the heat. Someone doesn't want to sleep near the cold. But many people say that, you know, it all depends. They researched 2,000 adults, and they found that 80% have slept on the same side since their relationship started, but 22% said they slept on a different side with their ex-partner. 1 in 20 men are not happy with the side of the bed they sleep on. So women get to rule the roost, huh? See, okay, I tell you what, I also sleep on the same side. I'm kind of superstitious. And I remember a superstition my grandma told me, if you get off on the wrong side of the bed, you're going to have a bad day, right? Like, you know, did you get up on the wrong side of the bed? So I want to make sure it's always the correct side of the bed. So I always have a good day. So I never sleep on the different side because then it's going to be the wrong side of the bed. I didn't realize I'd do that until now, just talking about that. Boy, I'm crazy. Okay. Anyway, interestingly, our research revealed an almost identical split between people's preference to a particular side. 51% favor the left, 49% favor the right. See, also, you know what also I think helps us decide how we're, you know, where we're going to sleep is if your spouse snores. All right? I love to sleep on one side or the other in terms of my body, not the side of the bed, on my body. But once my husband starts snoring, I roll over to the other side because then the snoring isn't as loud. Yeah, so that's something too. You know, so if some people love to sleep on their right and they don't want to face their partner because of snoring, then they're going to, you see, so that could be it. Okay. Also, Mail Online says the seven-year itch does exist. Those married less than 7 years and in their 40s are most likely to cheat. What? Women's eyes wanders in their 40s, but for men, it's in their late 40s and 50s. Do you believe that after 7 years? They say men indulging in covert affairs are more likely to be in their late 40s or 50s. I don't know if I agree with that one. I don't know. I think people cheat when they think they have a chance to do it. For both men and women, more than half had been married for less than 7 years before they thought about seeking an affair, with 8 to 14 years of marriage being the second most category and the number steadily declining the longer the couple had been together. Why? What is it about the seven-year itch? I mean, I got to be honest. Whatever annoyed me to my husband, I mean, whatever my husband found annoying about me, he saw the first year of marriage. I mean, there's really no surprises. I mean, here we are married almost 16 years. This is going to be our 16th anniversary, December 22nd. Really not a lot of surprises. I was just annoying the day we got married than now. You would actually think there'd be more marital problems early on, because that's when you're dealing with in-law issues. That's when you're dealing with, you know, how are we going to deal with money? What's mine? What's yours in terms of the bathroom and times? But, you know, 16 years of marriage, you got it, you know, you got to cover it. Unless what happens a lot of times in the seven-year mark, okay, let's say you have a couple that marries in their 20s. They have a couple babies. A lot of women, after a few babies, their sex drive starts to go down. To the point when women are in their late 30s, early 40s, sex drive could be non-existent. Now, that could be an issue where men start to get a seven-year itch. Not that I'm blaming all affairs on a woman's sex drive going down, but that's something to think about. All right. Okay. Men cheating, blah, blah, blah. Women cheating. Let me see. What makes you most likely to have an affair? If you're 40-something woman, if you earn less than $20,000, I don't know. I don't know if I want to read that. That doesn't make sense. Okay, let's just move on. I know, we're all paranoid. All right, we are still collecting for the Hurricane Sandy Relief Drive. Red Cross needs money donations, so please go to their website at redcross.org to donate. Now, New York is going to be needing a lot of money. New York is going to be building sea barriers, and it sounds like we're going to be looking at $6 billion worth to make these barriers to prevent the surge of water coming in and over the coast. Now, something interesting happened yesterday. The governors of New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York told insurance companies they are not allowed to charge deductibles for these homeowners because it technically wasn't a hurricane that ruined their home. The hurricane had already downgraded once the storm came and it was the rain. So that's going to help a lot of homeowners out. I don't know how the insurance company is going to take it, but someone from one of the insurance agencies said, no, honestly, we would have come to that same conclusion. Because it wasn't actually hurricane weather at the time when these homes got flooded. So make sure you check your policy, all right? Don't want you guys getting a big deductible. All right, guys, great show. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Again, we do have a Saturday show, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to change your clocks, though, Sunday morning, and be safe. God bless.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.